Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look at this cutback. Come on, Hardy. Hard to beat. And he is off to the races. Hardy with the cutback.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ESPN courtesy of the call last week, Ahmad Hardy and Mizzou. Can they win in Norman tomorrow against Oklahoma? Joining us right now to answer those questions and more, and just to peel the curtain back a little bit. Now, you know, I said on Monday's show, the bets that I gave out last week on college football, some ranging in between nuclear level disaster and just like regular, it's not great. Thankfully, I had some bets from Mr. Saturday that helped me like stave off a disaster day last Saturday. Mr. Saturday, of course, and he told me him and his son Nathan are going to the AEW, which I'm obsessed with here. Does your son like Kyle Fletcher? I think Kyle Fletcher is awesome.
I don't know that he does like Kyle Fletcher. When I was looking at the card, that was the one dude I was like, who is this? I know Samoa Joe. I know Hangman Page. I obviously know John Moxley because I'm a WWE guy. We talked about this off here. I'm a New Japan guy as well. So I know a lot of these guys because at the age, they come over to the States. I don't know that he's a Fletcher guy, though. So good things, though, because that was the one match I wasn't sure on.
I'm going to give you a hot take here. And this is probably because like I don't watch every week to really know this. I feel like he's... I don't want to say like the next Kenny Omega because Omega's so great, but I think like he's next. I think he's like the next guy. I think you're going to enjoy it tomorrow. He's got the look. He's got the finishers just like in like hanging brain buster. It's pretty sick. Anyway, our guest at this time is Mr. Saturday because every Saturday I just feel like he's printing money for us on college football. Our buddy Ryan Horvath from the BetMGM Network. BetMGM tonight, Saturday morning's tailgate kickoff show, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. If you like winning money betting college football, you should tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to Ryan on the tailgate kickoff. How are you, my friends?
Doing good, man. I'm actually going to get up there early tomorrow so I could watch all the games. And then I'm going to get over around 6 p.m. because I want to watch the afternoon games. Usually I don't take a Saturday off from the couch, but my son wanted to go to Cena's last match here in D.C. I don't know if you saw the ticket prices. Like, I'm talking nosebleed seats going for about $800 to $1,200 right
now.
So I was like, you know what? We'll do AEW. We'll do Elimination Chamber because it's in Chicago. And then every year we do SummerSlam, which has now become a two-day event. So doing pretty good, man. Excited for this weekend's games. Excited for – we got Feast Week going, so there's nothing better than waking up and betting college hoops, even though I know nothing about any of these teams until we get closer to March. But still, all-day action, which is always good around this time of the year.
I'll tell you, that didn't stop me two nights ago from laying it with UConn and Illinois and losing both of those games. And, hey, I like Purdue tonight. We'll see how it goes against Texas.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan is here for his college football prowess. Maybe we'll do a little NFL at the end as well. Let's start, my friends, with Missouri and Oklahoma. I think Mizzou might win this game. Now, we had Colin Wilson on the last segment. He said that he believes Zollers is going to start a quarterback for Mizzou, not Prabula. I don't know if you've heard anything to the contrary or the same thing. How are you betting this game, Mizzou and Oklahoma, coming up tomorrow? OU, a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. I don't think we see Bowen this game, but it doesn't really matter for me. I agree. I think Missouri's live in this game, so I bet this on the open, even at 6.5 or 6. I do like Missouri. I also like the over in this game. I know Oklahoma's run defense, you know, on paper, they're only giving up 2.7 yards after contact, which is the 15th lowest mark in college football, I believe. But I do think still Missouri's going to be able to hit some explosive plays, especially on the ground with Ahmad Hardy. We heard that highlight coming in. He's third in the country in rushing grade. He has 71 forced missed tackles. I think Missouri scores at least 28 in this game. So I like the over. I definitely like them against the number. And with John Mateer, we just never know what we're going to get. I mean, the rushing prop was looking good. He had like 35, 40 rushing yards. But unfortunately, in college football, if you take a sack, it counts against your rushing yards. So that one was a loser. Oklahoma wins outright last week and covers. But I don't like the spot for them, man. Missouri still does have something to play for. And I at least think they cover the number. So Missouri for me. Especially if you could get that 7 that's on the board right now, -110. And I like the over in the game as well at 42.5.
I know, like, it was a good game for you overall because you bet Oklahoma. How, like, where would you rank the, like, college football quarterback rushing over that loses because of sacks and, like, the most tilting way to lose a bet? Like, where does that rank for you? Because I wanted to start tilting just hearing you say that just now.
It's brutal, man. It's kind of like, you know, I was talking about, I don't really know a lot about these teams early out in the season in college hoops, but you bet these games. And it used to be like if I was betting dogs, you would look for key numbers like 7.5. Because if a team was down 3 possessions with 10 seconds on the clock, they would wave the towel. They would wave the flag. Now, teams foul down like 8-10 points with 4 seconds on the clock. Doesn't make any sense. So college basketball drives me nuts. But yeah. Losing a rushing prop because of sacks, terrible, terrible rule. They got to change that in college football. And Mateer has done that to me all season long.
Oh, man. It's no bueno. All right, let's get some other thoughts here. How are you betting, my friend, USC and Oregon? That number's 10.5 now at BetMGM, juice towards the Trojans.
Yeah, so here's one where I think Oregon wins the game, but now the number's just gotten out of control. So if you could get 10.5, I do like USC here at that price. They have one of the more efficient passing games in all of college football. They're fourth in the nation if you look at their EPA stuff, which I don't really care about, but I could tell you that Jaden Maiava is a stud. Eighth among all college quarterbacks in grade. He pushes the ball down the field. He has 23 big-time throws, which is third in the nation, and his receivers are awesome. Lemon's going to be an NFL stud. He has over 1,000 receiving yards already, leads all wide receivers in the FBS. And everybody keeps talking about Oregon's pass defense, and they are good. You know, their grade is second only next to Texas Tech. They're actually the number one ranked pass defense. But let's look at the passing. Like, if you look at who they faced this season, it's Oklahoma State, it's Oregon State, it's Northwestern. So I do think this is a step up in class. I just think this number's out of control, man. So I'm going to take USC here to cover the number, especially at 10.5 right now.
You bet on this Friday. Our guest, Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvath of the BetMGM Network. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Some are saying that in addition to Mr. Saturday, some are calling you the Cincinnati Whisperer. Because last week you correctly predicted and you texted me on Saturday and I bet it and I really appreciate it that Arizona would win outright against Cincinnati. We have another opportunity to bet the Bearcats here. Cincy, and I just want to make sure that the number is still 2.5 because it was on the move a little while ago. It's still 2.5, but 2.5 -20 BYU favorite at Cincy, 55.5. A massive game as far as college football playoff rankings go with BYU being right up against the edge of potentially making it. What do you think of this game, BYU and Cincy?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So this is going to sound stupid, but I hate BYU, man. Their quarterback, like, get a real football number. Get a quarterback number. I can't stand when these guys are wearing like number 47 or number 73.
It's just Eric Bachmeyer wears 47. That's exactly right.
Drives me freaking insane, man. Every time I look up, I feel like they're faking a punt. But I do think he's going to be able to take advantage of Cincy across the middle. Their linebackers terrible in coverage. But that said, I like Cincinnati in the game. I think they're going to win this game outright by at least a field goal. So I took the points and I took a little stab on the money line again here because of their rushing attack. Right now, they're 10th in EPA per run. Their run blocking is also top 10, 11th in yards per attempt. 19th in rushing grade. Walker is second in the Big 12 in rushing grade. Pryor is fifth. So they got two really good running backs. And then I really like their quarterback, Brennan Sorsby. He could use his legs as well. BYU's run defense is just average. Right now, outside the top 75, they're 74th in yards before contact as well. So I think with Sorsby and those running backs, I think Cincinnati's going to win this game by a field goal. And I think they're obviously going to cover the number. So I like the Bearcats again this weekend.
I feel like, Ryan, a lot of the people that I respect this week have a strong opinion on the Pitt-Georgia Tech game, and I feel like everyone likes Pitt. Georgia Tech, a juice 2.5-point favorite, huge game as far as the ACC goes, and who could potentially win that conference championship. Are you on that side of the Pitt Panthers in this game?
Yeah, this is my favorite bet of the weekend. It does scare me, but because it seems like it's a little popular, Pitt is. I like Pitt coming into the season, even though I'm not the biggest Narduzzi guy. Love Reed. I like Eli Holstein. He's been benched, and the backup's been much better. The reason I like Pitt in this game, so Georgia Tech, even with Hanks King, who's been really good this year, he's got an 82% adjusted completion rate, third among all quarterbacks in college football. They want to run the ball. They run the ball on 54.3% of their plays, fifth highest rate in college football. They average 6.2 yards per carry, which really sets everything up. But Pitt has been really good against the run. Right now, they're fifth in the country, only giving up 3.6 yards per attempt. So I think Pitt's going to be able to hold their own against that ground game and score enough points. I think Pitt wins this game. So I'm going to roll with them. I like them at 2.5. I saw a 3, but it's minus 115. I just like the 2.5, minus 105 right now for the Panthers.
I want to spend some time talking NFL with you. So do you want to lay out like any other bets that you'd like to give out here for college football Saturday?
College football, so I said Carolina I do like just because I'm wondering where Duke's at mentally after they blow their chance for the ACC title, and I just don't trust Duke. We're on the same side there with USC, and then it would be Pitt and Cincy. Those are my favorites, I'd say, probably this weekend. And then Missouri. That's it so far, so not really.
All right, love it. All right, let's talk some National Football League, and let's start with your team, the Green Bay Packers, and we'll work our way to Aaron Rodgers against the Chicago Bears. So I had a moment yesterday, and earlier in the week, I wanted to bet Green Bay. And Femi, on Monday, one of the first things he said was he was going to take the points with Minnesota. Felt like it was too many points, and I disagreed with him, but I didn't bet the game. I still haven't bet the game. But I had a moment yesterday. I'm thinking about J.J. McCarthy, as one does on a Thursday. And, you know, yeah, the cork's going to come off the bottle, and, like, I don't know, all these, like, weird euphemisms. And I had this thought. What if JJ plays even a little bit better and the Packers keep being as mid as they are? I think the Vikings might be alive in this game. What do you think of your team against Minnesota and your big picture view of the Packers after they beat my Giants last week?
Yeah, I just have no idea still who Minnesota is because of JJ McCarthy. I mean, obviously you love the skill position players. Although I was higher on Jordan Mason than I should have been coming into the season. But Aaron Jones is healthy now. You have Jordan Addison back. Justin Jefferson's still one of the better receivers in the league. And with Brian Flores, I like the defense, but I just don't trust J.J. McCarthy, even at 6.5. I kind of like this spot for Green Bay, but I'm with you, man. I don't want to lay the 6.5. I feel like if Green Bay is going to win this game and they're going to cover, it's going to be because of Jordan Love. And I know you could run the ball against Minnesota, but I took Jordan Love over 19.5 completions. I think that's the way that I want to play this game because the Vikings with Flores, obviously they're going to blitz. This season, blitzing on 60% of the passing snaps. Jordan Love, 7th best quarterback in the league against the blitz. I feel like he's actually better against the blitz than he is when he's got clean pockets. Has an 88.6, great against the blitz, best in the NFL. 8 touchdowns, only 1 pick, and he's only been sacked 6 times when teams blitz against him. So I kind of like Green Bay. I've been waiting to see what's up with the Josh Jacobs situation because I keep playing Emmanuel Wilson over 15.5, 16.5 rushing yards. That number's probably going to go up, but I do like his rushing props. I like Jordan Addison anytime touchdown. I like Christian Watson anytime touchdown. If I had to bet the game, it would be Green Bay or pass, man, because I just don't trust JJ right now.
I do think Christian Watson is like percolating for a massive, massive roll down the stretch here, especially with Matthew Golden looking like a disappointment. Watson was terrific last week against the Giants. It reminds me of his rookie year a couple years ago, or maybe more than that. I think Rodgers was the quarterback, and he was dominant down the stretch. Helped me win a fantasy football championship. I appreciate him. We don't know, Ryan, if Aaron Rodgers is playing on Sunday. We know the Bears are down 3 starting linebackers. Are you betting Bears-Steelers in Chicago?
I am. I'm going to sell a little bit of my Bears stock here, man, right? Like the win total, everybody was giving me a hard time. Even people back in Chicago, I played the Caleb Williams passing props and everything's looking really good right now. So I'll sell a little bit of that stock because, you know, it's funny. If Aaron Rodgers was fully healthy, Nick, I would bet the Bears in this spot. But anytime he's got a chip on his shoulder or he's injured against this team for whatever reason, he always comes out on top. I'll take the points here with the Steelers because I think Rodgers does go. And I'm also going to grab DK Metcalf anytime touchdown plus 160. Going against this Bears secondary, 31st in catch rate allowed, 28th right now in touchdowns to wideouts on passes 10 or more yards. They've given up 8 already this season. He's still the vertical threat. And the reason I like the Steelers in this matchup, the Bears offensive line has been damn good. They spent a ton of money in draft capital, but the Steelers defense, as disappointing as they've been, they're still 3rd in pass rush grade, 10th in run defense grade. If they could shut down the run and get after Caleb, I think they could force him into a couple mistakes. So I like the Steelers at 2.5, would love 3. And I do like DK Metcalf props. I think he goes off against Chicago this weekend.
Let's close with this. I would argue that the one-winged angel, which is Kenny Omega's finisher, is the best finisher in wrestling history. Ryan, what is your favorite finisher in professional wrestling history? 30 seconds for the answer.
Oh, man. I was going to go basic and say the Stone Cold Stunner just because Stone Cold didn't get me into wrestling, but I got to go with the Sweet Chin Music. Shawn Michaels, just warming up the band. There's different ways that he could hit it. He could hit it out of nowhere, kind of like the RKO, or, you know, he revs up the band. Just the memory, the moment with Ric Flair where he's mouthing out that I love you, but he has to retire him. I'm going to go Sweet Chin Music, man. Michaels is, he's my GOAT.
I said earlier that Kenny Omega is my GOAT. I actually, it's him and Michaels. I'm sorry, I love you. Iconic Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair at WrestleMania. Horvat is absolutely the best. At Ryan Horvat on Twitter. Mr. Saturday, BetMGM tonight. Tailgate kickoff, my friend. Safe travels. Have a great time with your son at AEW Full Gear.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Ryan Horvat joining us here on the show. On the other side, I get you set to bet hoops tonight and this weekend, and we'll talk about the Rockets and the Nuggets. Can't wait for this game tonight in the association.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.